how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list: teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Welcome in, everybody. Special live edition. Got some breaking news coming through. The University of Texas and the rest of the Southeastern Conference announced the schedule for 2024. And the interesting thing about the SEC and what they do that I like so much, guys, is this kind of schedule, actually. I'm Bobby Burton, joined by Jerry Hamilton and CJ Vogel, both of On Texas Football. And what I mean by a schedule like this, it's really quite simple. The SEC has so many different TV windows. They essentially pre-assign you a TV window, even if they don't know which TV plan or channel you're going to be on based on how good your team is and how good the team you're playing is. So while we knew the start time of the first four games, or at least the first three, Colorado State at 2:30 on ESPN, obviously, Michigan at 11 a.m. on Fox, and then we had UTSA at home at 6 p.m., also on ESPN. The next games, these are what we have for a schedule, and we'll go down exactly what each of these mean. But 7 o'clock, a night game for ULM, the fourth game of the year. The fifth game is going to be an afternoon contest. Now, that means it could be a 2:30 or 3:30 start or even a 3 o'clock start, but either 2:30 to 3:30 Central Time start for Mississippi State. Then Texas has a week off before the Longhorns play OU. That game time has already been discussed. That's going to be at 2:30 in the afternoon. And then we go into something that they call flex time. So what does flex mean? It means you can either be the afternoon game or a night game. And that's what Georgia is going to be. It's possible, they're saying right now, Georgia could be at night in DKR, which would be ideal, I think. So Georgia's either going to be an afternoon or a night game. It's definitely a flex. Vanderbilt, when the Longhorns then travel to Vanderbilt next, is going to be an afternoon contest. Okay, that means it's going to be a 2:30 to 3:30 kickoff in Nashville. Following that, Texas then comes back, takes a week off, and then hosts back-to-back. They host Florida. And that's going to be an 11 a.m. kick. The next important piece of that, Jerry and CJ, Arkansas is going to be an 11 a.m. kick as well. So Texas in the month of November or October, November, will be playing back-to-back games at 11 a.m., one at home against Florida, then the following week at Arkansas in Fayetteville at 11 a.m. Then the final two games. This is interesting as well. They put both Kentucky and A&M as flex games. That's from two. That can be start anywhere from 2:30 until 7. You know what that means, in my opinion? That means that we're probably looking at 8 a.m. as a night game in the field. That is going to be an atmosphere to behold. Hopefully, both teams hold up their end of the bargain so we can see that because I think that that would be a special atmosphere for Texas. But this is breaking news. They just released the schedules moments ago. Texas having two night games guaranteed as of right now. That is the 7 p.m. kick against ULM and a 6 p.m. kick against ULM. The possibility of three more night games, but not guaranteed. Three morning kicks with Michigan, Georgia, and Michigan, Florida, and Arkansas. And four afternoon guaranteed kicks with Colorado State, Mississippi State, OU, and then Vanderbilt. Guys, y'all's initial thoughts of this schedule. Jerry, I'll start with you.
Yeah, so I think one of the things I might take away is right there you see five main ESPN or ABC games, right? Five. So you're also going to get that with Georgia, Kentucky, and A&M. So you're basically guaranteed eight games in this schedule that'll either be on regular ESPN or ABC. Great spot to be for Texas. This is one of the reasons you go into this conference. Just think about this schedule from a TV viewership standpoint. Then you have Michigan National Fox game as well. And those afternoons, you know one of those will be an SEC network game. They got to bring Texas into the SEC network and have a game on the SEC network. Will that be Mississippi State? Will that be Vanderbilt, right? So you look at this schedule, and my initial takeaway, you hit the nail on the head, Georgia at night and at A&M at night is going to be wild, man, because you know that's coming when year one of this schedule. You know A&M and Texas are going to be a night game. That's going to be crazy. But then you look at it from a viewership standpoint, and this schedule is about as maximized as it possibly can be in year one in the SEC for Texas.
CJ, what about you, bud?
Yeah, definitely. I think the game that jumps off the page is that 11 a.m. kick in Fayetteville against Arkansas. I think Texas fans all remember what that game was like under the lights in 2021. If there is a game that you want to have at 11 a.m. this year, it probably is on the road at, you know, Arkansas. I think everybody's kind of on the same page. That Texas A&M game the last week of the season should be under the lights. I think it would be criminal to not have that game as your primetime slot. Of course, you'll be going up against the Auburn-Alabama Iron Bowl game that afternoon as well. Oklahoma and LSU is a competitor for that game, as is Louisville-Kentucky. Those are the four games that final week of the season that are currently slated as flex games. So we'll be interesting again to see what they end up doing. Right now, I would have a hard time imagining that game not being the 7 a.m. primetime kick for the final week of the season.
I'm looking at it also. The ULM game, if I'm not mistaken, is the only game that could even be relegated to the SEC network and or ESPN Plus. Is that accurate?
Well, I think the afternoon game of Vanderbilt or Mississippi State, couldn't that also be on SEC network? That's just in the ESPN family of networks, correct? They just haven't decided.
Okay, got it.
That's my understanding. I could be wrong on that, Bobby, but this is our first time going through this one now.
Yeah, absolutely. It is so different than what we're used to. I'm looking at it, you know, and the interesting thing here, and just basing it off of what we've seen last year, Texas last year in the regular season, okay, they had 6 night games out of the 12 regular season games.
Yeah.
Okay, now they can match that if all four, they can't even match that because only three of the flex games can be nights. Right now they only have two night games.
Right.
The 6 p.m. At UTSA and then ULM at 7 p.m. They could actually match up a little bit and not have as many night games this year, even with all this flex scheduling. I think that it's because they want Texas on the marquee spots in the daytime. What are y'all's thoughts on that?
No, there's no doubt. I mean, Texas ranked 3 in the country, right? And it's one of the biggest TV draws in college athletics, period, right? Definitely college football. So, yeah, absolutely. I think, look, a Mississippi State-Texas game, if Texas handles their business in Ann Arbor, is 4-0, is going to – that game's going to get a lot of viewership as an afternoon game. So I totally agree with that, Bobby. And you made a great point on the night games last year versus this year. So you have two for sure. One of those probably won't be. Two of them probably will be. So you're looking at 4 night games. And then it's essentially 2:30 for Colorado State, 2:30 for Oklahoma, then an afternoon Mississippi State, an afternoon Vanderbilt, probably an afternoon, maybe a night game for Kentucky, but that's late in the season. We'll have to see where Kentucky is and the teams are. But, yeah, I think it's an amazing schedule for Texas from a TV viewership standpoint. From a fan standpoint, I think it's great as well because you have the night games in Austin early when it's really hot outside of Colorado State, right? And then – but, again – the one that excites me, guys, is, man, the A&M game at night. I mean, that's the way this rivalry should come back.
I agree. That and hosting Georgia potentially at night kind of gets me jacked up. Those are the ones that I'm looking at thinking, you know, this is the way it really needs to be. Hey, I'm also looking at this, comparing it to last year's schedule. So Texas played at night last year. Bama, Wyoming, Baylor, back-to-back-to-back. Three night games, right? Then they had they closed the season with three consecutive night games: TCU, Iowa State, Texas Tech. So that's six total. The max they can get night games this year would be five if all three of those flex games move to the evening. It does look, however, like Texas is going to have many more afternoon games. Last year, Texas only had four afternoon games. One against Rice, obviously, to start the season, KU, Houston, and then BYU. By moving OU to that 2:30 time slot, along with you already have Colorado State set for 2:30, and now Vanderbilt's at 2:30 or 3, it's going to end up having more afternoon games, although a couple of those will be later in the year, it looks like.
That'll be the most exciting part, Bobby, is kind of figuring out how this rhythm for this Texas team gets going, right? You start 2:30, you jump up to 11 a.m., then you got two straight night games before two straight afternoon games. And my thing with the Georgia game is very interesting. And, of course, we question how many times Texas will play at night. Well, how many times can you put Georgia in the nighttime slate? You know, they're already scheduled to play Kentucky, Georgia Tech, and Alabama at 7 o'clock. I think we all agree Texas-Georgia is a game that should and is deservedly, positioned to be in that night slate as well. But at the same time, that can't just be the designated slot for Georgia is 7 p.m., right? You kind of have to mix that up as well. Also, that weekend will be Alabama-Tennessee. So while unfortunate, I could certainly see that game getting a night slot as well. That's, you know, two top 10 teams expected to have a great atmosphere on Rocky Top as well. So that's the competition right there. For that nighttime kickoff for Georgia, Texas will be obviously Alabama and Tennessee. Of course, F1 will be going on the same time in Austin as well. So do you really want to congest the city? I don't know if the SEC takes into that for consideration as well. But the Texas-Florida game is one that I wanted to mention as well. That 11 a.m. kick makes a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, CJ, I was going to piggyback off of what you were saying earlier. The Georgia-Florida or to Texas-Florida makes absolutely a lot of sense because that weekend, Alabama's at LSU and Georgia's at Ole Miss. One of those games is going to be the night game, I mean, and one is going to be the afternoon game. Make no mistake, those are two massive games in the SEC. Alabama at LSU is a huge game. And then Georgia at Ole Miss. Georgia's going to be ranked number one. No, Dabo's not beating them. Georgia's going to be ranked number one going into play. Georgia will have played Texas, but maybe they won't be. But Georgia at Ole Miss and Alabama at LSU are two massive games in the SEC. Those are one of
as
those.
As is
two.
Oklahoma-Missouri returns as well. That was a big game as well. That will have that Texas-Arkansas kind of vibe with it as well returning. So a lot of competition, right? It's no longer Texas. And who else are they battling at Kansas State, Iowa State? I understand why some of these times are already locked in as well. But I see the competition. I understand the SEC is tough. Kind of decisions at hand. Luckily, I like where things kind of ended up for the Longhorns here.
Baylor was a primetime spot last year, and they were on their third string quarterback, to your point.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not happening in the SEC as easily as it might be in the Big 12. So I definitely can appreciate that. The other thing that I'm noticing, there's a similarity to that Florida game in that it's the same as a K-State game last year, an 11 o'clock game at home, coming off of maybe one of the cupcake is not the right word for Vanderbilt or BYU last year, but BYU certainly was hamstrung at that point in the year. and Vanderbilt is not expected to be that good. And they played that game in the afternoon last year against BYU. Vanderbilt is in the afternoon. And then they came back the very next week and played Kansas State. And now they're going to wait a week, take a week off, and then play Florida at 11 a.m. as well. So, look, we talk about this a lot on here. The little nuances of scheduling, the nuances of college football. But what's interesting to me, and I want to get y'all's take on this, this whole idea of the SEC having enough network times that they want to create this thing called a flex schedule, where you're guaranteed not to be the morning game, but, you know, people need to realize you're going to either be a 2:30 kick or a 6 or 7 o'clock kick. I love this about the SEC. I got to tell you, because it actually allows people to plan way, way in advance, right? I mean, we didn't know when Texas Kansas State was going to be this time last year. But now people can actually plan to get out and go to these games. Oh, if I go in the morning, I'll be back at night, or I need a hotel. Otherwise, you're planning hotel trips and not knowing whether or not you can get in and out if you're not in Austin. I think that's one of the good things about this trip. And no matter what, you know, you get a chance to see the Longhorns if you can plan ahead. You don't have to worry about driving back at 2 a.m. to Dallas or Houston or anywhere else.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, so while you were talking about that, totally agree. I was looking at Alabama's schedule. So some other teams are starting to post their schedules. So the Alabama-Georgia September 28th is locked in for 6:30 on ABC. That November 9th, LSU is a flex game as well. So that Georgia-Ole Miss, that LSU-Alabama, those are flex games. So the Texas-Florida makes sense at 11 a.m. The other two are going to be flex games deciding probably a win and what LSU looks like. What do these matchups look like for the afternoon and the night game? Obviously, that Bama-LSU, if Nick was here, would have been a night game, correct? I mean, and then Alabama at OU November 23rd got a flex game as well. So just a couple of notes there. And I don't know if Oklahoma's posted their schedule yet.
Alabama plays A&M the 23rd of November. Have we seen A&M's schedule yet? Or OU?
No, I'm about to look that up.
What's the question? Sorry, I was looking
A&M at
it. A&M's pulled up here.
A&M's or OU's schedule at this point, CJ?
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. The thing that stands out to me is they have three games already at night.
A&M or OU?
Texas A&M has three games already at night. One is already scheduled to be a night game as well with South Carolina. So four under the lights. Three already have their times. It's Notre Dame at 6:30 on ABC. They'll play Bowling Green at night, either on ESPN Plus or SEC Network. And then New Mexico State at 6:45 November 16th on SEC Network as well. So they'll be playing under the lights. They have South Carolina kind of flexed into that night game as well. But none so will be as important, or at least they'll be quite a ways away from Notre Dame to start the season and Texas to end the season at night games to get up for that game, if you will.
Interesting. So four night games for them. Like Texas, two of them are non-conference. Actually, three of them are non-conference at this point. Notre Dame, Bowling Green, and New Mexico State. Texas has two set for non-conference in UTSA and Louisiana Monroe. Guys, y'all have any preference about when Texas plays and at what part of the year? I mean, I think it's bad news for fans that Texas is playing Colorado State at 2:30 in the middle of the summer on August 31st. But other than that, do y'all have your druthers here? I mean, do you like the 11 o'clock kick against Michigan, for example? Do you like the 2:30 kick against Oklahoma?
Yeah. Go ahead, Jerry.
I like the where the schedule's at. I like the night games against UTSA and ULM. That's great. Those are great games to bring recruits to, right? Night games on Saturday. So I still think with a recruiting mind, even though we're getting closer to football season here. But, you know, this is for the home game schedule. You can almost guarantee Georgia's going to be a night game. That's going to be unbelievable for getting recruits to on a Saturday night after kids go through their Saturday morning stuff with their team, whether it's training room, meeting with coaches after Friday night games, right? Florida, Arkansas, Florida, 11 a.m., going to be tougher to have kids on campus for that game from a recruiting perspective, right? So this is not the best home schedule for Texas to get kids to games. That's the one thing I'll say. And now OU at 2:30, and Oklahoma will be the host team this year. 2:30 versus 11 is better recruiting game. Because if the game's at 11, you generally can only get kids from Dallas at that game unless kids had a bye week the night before. We've been covering this for years, CJ. How many times have kids said, I'm going to the game, then the week of, oh, no, I got football stuff. It's 11 a.m. kick. Happens all the time. So a 2:30 kick is better from a recruiting perspective for Texas and OU because you're going to get more kids up to that game than an 11 a.m. start. So my recruiting brain, looking at this schedule, not a great home schedule in the SEC for Texas to host kids outside of Georgia. Maybe Kentucky will be in the mix too, but that's in high school playoff time. So that's always you just don't know. That depends on who's playing on Saturday. But this is not the best recruiting schedule. So you're going to really see an emphasis probably on a UTSA game early in the season. That's your September game to get kids to. And then that Georgia night game. After that, Florida 11 a.m., not going to be a game. Kentucky, depending on when it is. But again, that's going to be high school playoff time. Mississippi State afternoon game is a possibility. So it's not the best recruiting schedule. But from a football schedule, I think it's a great one.
Yeah, it is worth mentioning there's only one 11 a.m. kick slated for the home games as well. So the staff will be able to have time before and after a little bit, get that time with those recruits on campus, allow them to see some SEC play under the lights as well. I mean, you know, those two non-conference games, I'm sure for whatever's to come later in the season, whether it be Georgia at 7 o'clock or not, we'll at least get to see some of the pyrotechnics and, you know, extra displays that DKR is able to put on that we saw a year ago. We'll at least get to see that, and I'm excited for it.
Patrick Page saying, Arkansas morning in November seems like that will be cold in Fayetteville up in the Ozarks. All right, the foot of the Ozarks. What do y'all think about that? I actually think that's okay. Playing Arkansas at night would have been much worse. Oh, yeah. You don't want to play Arkansas and A&M at night on the road in two of your last three games. Not that you're super worried about Arkansas at this point in time. It's just something that you just don't necessarily want to do. An 11 o'clock kick, a little bit different. They'll be excited that the Longhorns are returning to Fayetteville. But I think it's like you don't necessarily want to play at West Virginia at night either, right?
No.
It's just one of those places. You don't want to go there at night and come out. All right. Any other comments, questions, thoughts that you have, Jerry or CJ, that you guys want to discuss?
Yeah, you know, continue to look at this. And we've been talking more about this stuff as we get closer to the season, really diving into schedules. And I continue to love the Texas schedule year one than the SEC, man. I mean, Texas has a better schedule than Oklahoma year one in the SEC for making your entry into the conference and kind of getting accustomed to the conference because there's going to be a transition there. And I know the talking heads, everybody's been saying it, but it is a different level of week in, week out physicality competition for Texas. I just love this schedule as a whole for Texas in year one. I really like what came out today for Texas. I like playing. I like playing Florida at 11 a.m. I like that. Maybe not from a fan perspective or recruiting perspective. I like that from a game perspective, though. But I just think this is a great schedule for Steve Sarkisian and this staff. You get enough of the marquee. I think, you know, look, I'll say this. If Texas wasn't playing at Michigan this year, if it was just, I don't know, throw a team out there. Say they were playing Cal. This schedule would be lacking this year because it's not the toughest SEC schedule going. I mean, I saw somewhere, I can't remember who put it out. It may have been Athlons, it may have been Phil Steele. I'm not sure, that had Texas as the second easiest SEC schedule. Missouri had the easiest. Texas was second easiest. I think you're going to see that a lot in these print publications. So I think Texas got a great draw in year one. Doesn't make it easy. You got to go out and win the game, stay healthy, play well, coach well, kick well, field the ball well, all that. But I just think the schedule's really good for Texas year one. And there's maybe Missouri's the only one I'd trade schedules with. That's how good a schedule I think Texas has.
CJ, you have anything?
The last question I have about this schedule is, if there is one SEC Network true game for Texas, who is that game? You know, Georgia plays McNeese State on SEC Network. So every team, I believe, has one game that they'll throw on that network. Texas can't play all of them on ABC or ESPN. Right now, looking at where the open vacancies are, I have to imagine it's that Vanderbilt game later in the season that will end up on SEC Network, a home game, a road game. So you'll be unable to go out to DKR and see your Longhorns in person to kind of avoid that prescription or subscription, whatever it is. I'm looking at that game as your SEC Network game on the schedule. That, of course, Texas fans should be well aware of what the Longhorn Network game of the year was in the last couple of seasons as well. But moving forward, I mean, a lot of exposure. Y'all mentioned it earlier. This is great for Texas as a national brand. Of course, they'll have plenty of opportunities to get some of these regional guys, in-state guys on campus. Obviously, you have the big game early on against Michigan as well. But you look at it, ESPN, Fox, ESPN, skip a few weeks, ESPN, ESPN. I mean, it's all over the map with where these big games are coming on, and it's helping. It's already paid off a little bit. Last year with Texas going into Tuscaloosa and defeating Alabama, we now see many more 26s and 27 recruits from Georgia, Florida, and California flying into camp at Texas, whereas that wasn't normally the case previously. So I love it from an exposure perspective. Jerry, I think you made a great point about the recruits being able to spend time with the coaching staff and being able to see some games at Texas as well. So overall, have to enjoy what this schedule looks like. It should be a fun year one in the SEC. And, man, I'm excited to see what times end up being, Texas flex for the Georgia and Texas A&M games.
Yeah. I want to, before we get going here, this is a special update for On Texas Football. Texas has released its schedule for the 2024 season preliminarily that actually has time slots available. As of right now, three morning games are guaranteed, four afternoon games are guaranteed, and two night games are guaranteed, with three what the SEC is calling a flex schedule, which means it could be either in the afternoon, anywhere from 2:30 on to the evening, which would be the 6-7 o'clock kicks on the major networks or ESPN as well. All right, that is going to be one second. I'm trying to check something real quick. CJ, have you heard anything on David Pierce in the last few minutes here? You hearing anything?
Last few minutes? I've not. I've not been on my phone.
Okay. All right. Checking. I just checked. Wanted to check. Sorry to bother you about that, but I'm trying to figure out whether or not that's going to be something that gets discussed later today. We'll have more on that if that is indeed the case. All right, for CJ Vogel and Jerry Hamilton, that's going to do it for this live stream talking about the University of Texas schedule. Thanks to our producer, Matt Hutchison, for putting this together in such quick notice. And congratulations, I guess, are in order because, look, I love the idea of the SEC allowing fans to know when games are going to be this far in advance. It allows for much better travel. I mean, just think about it. That's how you get 40 to 50,000. That's how you get 20 to 25,000 people to go to away games. You tell them 3 months in advance or 2 months in advance when they're going to need to stay overnight, as opposed to just, you know, letting the 3,000 people come that would come from Kansas or whatever.
Hey, by the way, bring the schedule up one more time. Bring the schedule up one more time, Matthew. Here's my final thought. This year is welcome to the SEC. Next year for the Texas fan base, you get to go to Georgia. You get to go to Florida. You get to go to Kentucky. And then you get A&M at home. So while this year it's welcome to the SEC, next year as a fan, that schedule is going to be awesome if you like road games. You get to go to behind the hedges, between the hedges, the swamp, and you get to go to Kentucky, which is a cool place too, and they've done a great job with their home crowd atmosphere. Maybe you can stick your head in Rupp Arena. But then you have A&M at your house. So where's the Ohio State game next year, Bobby? Is that home or away?
Home. That's away. That was negotiated away.
So for the Texas fans next year, you're at Ohio State, you're at Georgia, you're at Florida, and you get to welcome Arkansas and Texas A&M into your house. That is one hell of a fun schedule for the fans in 2 years. This year, welcome to the SEC. Next year, you're going to lose your voice.
They may lose it against Georgia if that's a night game. All right, for CJ Vogel and Jerry Hamilton, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been a special update on the University of Texas schedule. Hook them, guys. Let's have fun this year.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. It's Sean LaFoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.